Father God, in this season, we're invited into so many distractions that take us away from your Son and the true celebration of his birth. Please, Father, give us the grace to return our hearts to you and to be a comfort to your Son, who is left so abandoned and desolate in this season. Amen. Well, my dear ones, I'm not against celebrating Christmas, as long as the baby Jesus is the heart of the story and it's not a materialistic orgy, buying and buying and buying and buying. And that's the way it's been for me for many years. He's had to work very hard with me to get me to put down that materialism and all the temptations that come this time of the year. And I don't want you to be ignorant. Satan has his minions working very hard during this time of the year to get your mind off of God and the things that are important. This is one time when he really, really draws you away from God, if you allow it. So let's return to the true meaning of this time of the year. And whether the Lord was born in December or September is not the point. The point is we celebrate his coming and the miracle of his birth. Well, today in adoration and worship, I saw the Lord Jesus in agony with a crown of thorns dripping fresh blood, tears streaming down his holy face, and all I could do was reach out and hold him, stroke his cheek and cry, "Why, Lord? Why are you suffering this way?" He gave me to understand it was over the condition of the world. Jesus began, "So many have deserted me, Claire, so many. They are totally caught up in the world and do not see the signs of the times. Life goes on, they say. Who knows, maybe we have another 20 years. But I say, no, you do not have another 20 years. Get your house in order. Do you want to be with me when I rapture my bride? Then be with me now, in this season. Do not abandon me for the ways of the world. Those who lie in bed and suffer consoling me will shine brightly in heaven. You look down upon them, saying, 'Poor thing, such suffering,' but secretly saying, 'I'm glad that's not me.' If only you knew the riches of grace I shower on such a one of these. Grace so great it makes you look like a pauper in rags. And in truth, the more you luxuriate in the world and take in its many pleasures, the more layers of rags are clothing you. How can you change this? Abandon these vain things and spend hours of quality time with me. Put on your dwelling music. Turn off all the distractions and enter into our heavenly chamber in your heart." Just as an aside, some of you don't know what dwelling prayer or dwelling music is. It's music that touches your heart. It could be songs directly about God or indirectly about God, but it touches your heart and it makes you want to worship him and to be in his presence. It leads you to be in his presence. And what we do is we have a huge playlist and we put it on shuffle and we trust the Holy Spirit to bring up the songs that are going to speak to our heart in this moment, speak to our situation in this moment. And it works. I have to tell you, it's quite amazing. You really do perceive and understand the Lord through the songs that the Holy Spirit chooses for you to hear. So that's what dwelling music is. And dwelling prayer is just dwelling with him. He continued, "Abandon friends, amusements, distractions, shopping, even abandon the busyness of your ministries and be infused with my love. Yet better still, come to me wanting only to console me, for the sins of this world are beyond reckoning. They are at a level never seen before in history. As Nibiru approaches and the earthquakes become more common, you will see the earth reacting to mankind who inhabits it. Yes, you have already seen how the earth is reacting, but it's going to get much more violent. more earthquakes, more shuddering in the bowels of the earth for what men are doing to one another on the face of the earth, and the life that was once so perfect on this planet. The earth, an entire Eden, but soiled and desecrated by sin. I need you, my bride. I need you to comfort me. The pains I suffer are excruciating, and I suffer them alone. Oh, what I would give for a tender glance in my direction amidst the busyness of the season. Oh, what I would give for the touch of my bride on my cheek, wiping away the blood, the spittle, and the tears. I long for such tenderness from you, my blessed ones. Please, please do not forget me. Times are perilous, and I wonder from day to day if my Father will permit one more day to pass. Truly, I wonder. I cannot understand his mercy as he withholds his wrath. Some of you will say to me, but you paid the price once and for all. Now you're free from the cross. No, no, how mistaken you are. Yes, I paid the price and opened the gates of heaven for you who repent. But I continue to suffer unspeakable torments as I behold the sins committed against children, the elderly, nations betrayed by their elected officials, desecration of the earth, destruction of civilizations, nations, and the environment. Do you think I am deaf to the cry of a child stolen and forced into sex? Do you think I'm not there when it's happening, and that I don't see and I don't feel and I don't suffer with that child? Do you think I don't hear the betrayals in marriage, in churches, the backbiting, judgment, jealousy, fear, and repression? Do you think I am blind to these things? Do you think I do not hear the desperate calling of young ones so abused and misused by their families? I hear it all. I see it all. I feel it all. And Rainbow was right when she begged you to repent, for there is much sin in your family. She is crying out to you for me. She is my ambassador to you, bringing you the warning you have so often ignored in church, in the scriptures, in the whisperings of my spirit in your hearts. She speaks the truth to you. Yet you are so filled with self-interest, you are blind to what she has spoken to you amidst great sacrifices on her part. Here the Lord is talking about young lady Shireen Rainbow that we just posted two videos about. She's 16 years old and ran away from home. Jesus continued, "Do you understand, my people? This child is but a speck of sand on the earth. What she cries out to you, I cry out to millions who have no idea where they stand before me. You are blessed to have this child in your family, and you will not lose her if you let her go. She will mature more and more and serve me. She will come back to you in ways you never imagined. Grasping at her, locking her up, will only permit the devil to further demoralize and destroy her. And you will lose the great beauty in this soul that she could have been had you granted her the freedom she is asking of you. But the crown of thorns, the tears on my face, and the fresh blood dripping from the thorns is not over Rainbow alone. It is over you who have hardened your hearts and are losing your souls. It is for the indifferent who say, things are well with me. I will build another barn to store more goods in. Yet on the horizon, destruction approaches. Chaos increases in your cities. Immorality and witchcraft runs through your streets like sewage. I have given you a foundation of fire-tried gold in my gospels. What you have built upon that foundation is but wood, hay, and stubble, ready to be consumed by the fires of judgment. And here he quotes scripture, for no one can lay a foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If anyone builds on this foundation, using gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble, his workmanship will be evident because the day will bring light to it. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will prove the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive a reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as through the flames. That's in 1 Corinthians 3. Jesus continued, "So I tell you, my dearly loved ones, I miss you. I miss your true worship of me. I miss your repentance and self-examination to see if your deeds are done in the light or in the darkness. I long to see justice and mercy in families, but instead I must see jealousy, selfish ambition, unrighteous judgment, dishonesty, repression, adultery, and worse. I want to heal you of these things, but you must first forgive others, and then I will forgive you. Yes, unconditional forgiveness. I will forgive you if you come to me with true contrition and sorrow over your sins. I will wash away the stains and put clean garments on you, and I will draw you into my heart, where you will find rest and contentment for your souls. I will do this because I love you so much. I died to have you in heaven with me. I cherish each and every one of you, even those who reject me in favor of secret societies and covens. Yes, I cherish you. I wait for you to come back to me so that I can bless you with a holy and productive life, a life that will endure in eternity, a life that will qualify for you to be with me. Come, I wait for you."